Beginning of the Masechet is by Metzia Daf Ches. My love isn't a Mishnah Paksu Basada that when you're saying that when the blossom comes off, it's not like even the field, not like the three different opinions were saying. Which Tosfos explains you can't say that. Wait a second, maybe this halacha that says the Chayav Meiser means only rabbinically. You can't say the Kedemuch was having maybe Kadayin Beit of Hamahim and Alv. Because the Afilim the Rabbanon like cover big Malacha Luchada, that it's not true that even rabbinically, we don't say that it's established with just Gemar Malacha, because the Kibbutz Gemar Malacha beinan Shabbos Mechatzer or Mekach, you need all these other things, whether it be Shabbos or a courtyard or a purchase, like to establish that. Therefore, you couldn't say that this was because rabbinic, because even rabbinic wouldn't really help. So it says, what they're going to say, the part of Nehle B'yan Rabbi Yechanan, instead of asking from this on Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yechanan, Tik Shemine ala Mishnah. She asked him on the Mishnah. Shemitzricha chotzer achar gemar malacha. What do you mean? What are you asking on them? It's a Mishnah that requires a chotzer after gemar malacha, as we find the Sefer Medikaliyayin over there. You're right. You could have said all the time. Could have said that according to your reasoning, that the questioner is asking this halacha, that we could have said, yeah, you're right. What are you asking of them? You could ask from the Mishnah in the Masechtas Trumas. Or Inami, another person could say the Shemek Kishun v'Deluin. No, maybe cucumbers and gourds when they go in there. When there are things that you make a pile, like wheat and barley. Lakach in Kasha la Mishnah. There was not the one the Mishnah the Matzah Chachatzer that requires a courtyard. You could explain it, but me did love the Negarin. You could explain it on things that don't require a granary. And that's why the Garin establishes it for Meiser also, meaning it's talking so the like part of beyond Rabbi Yechanan, because the fill b'chid m'sayichem matzri chatzah, they require even my wheat and barley a korchah. So therefore you could say that by cucumbers and gourds, so that's why the gardens could be even in the field. The Mishnah Trumas is talking about by grapes that don't have a seed for garden, and therefore you need a chatzer to establish as for meiser. Now m'sayif kimishani. Now however, ultimately, when the Gemara answers, Ibaisema Jabiana Lemari Ela Bezesa Manovim, that maybe they're only talking about grapes and olives, Mishani Nami Pirchad Ha'ofas, that would also answer the question we're asking also over here, that like we made the difference, that we're talking about things that have a Sibis Gurin, Jabiana is talking about Zesa Manovim, that is not a Sibis Gurin, and therefore it needs Re'ez Pnei Abais. Next is not to begin with the words the Gemara. Loi, no, mishafaksu bebais. No, this time we're saying mishafaksu is not in the field. It needs pikos in, has to be in the house. Which Tosfos explains, in lefarish, mishafaksu besoda, don't explain the mean that the blossom comes out in the field, the achkach ichnis lebais, and then you burn to the house. Kordalishno loi mashmahachi, the wording doesn't sound like that. It sounds like the pik is happening in the house. Loi, moro, but the parach, because the Gemara asked, wait a second, ad shifaksu mibayulei, that if that's really the case, I should say up until Pirush. In other words, Abba Mashma, that would sound like that Philip Nisla Bayas, they're going to bring into the house. In the Chayba Maisi, not Chayba Maisi, Achi Faksu, until the Pikas happens. So almost you see, Hachapurush, that this is what it's saying. Mashi Faksu, but Techa Bayas, that only when the Pikas happens in the house. So I said, it's a one, because Kibin the Chnesim Labayas, Kermik Mar Takana, since you tell me that, okay, you burn into the house before the end of the being remedied before the Pikas. So why is it obligated? Why is it any different when you bring grain in with its chaff? Don't say this. Rebbeisha says that the animal should be able to eat a betur in the meiser, and that you exempt from meiser and the koyin before you smooth out in the pile. In contrast, when you smooth it out, like which would be the equivalent of the pikus, if that would be the case, in Zardama, then that wouldn't be so crafty, such subterfuge, which the Gemara says it is. But more of the paragraph of the Pesach, the Gemara asks, "Bein suffik mitzi medevade?" Is that really true that a suffik does not extract from a definite? But then when the Brisa chobur shemeis time a chacham dies, when nechem agudim leipers, and he leaves a pile of greenery full of produce. Even if it was just made that day, it's presumed to have been already remedied, etc. We say that presumed they did the right thing, etc. Now, Basim over there, the Vade Tevel, which definitely was Tevel, Savik Asrinu, Savik Loya Asrinu, we're not sure, maybe he took off Maisa, maybe he didn't. Because the Savik, so the Gemara says, but you see, the Savik, if maybe he fixed it, it will extract it from its definite Tevel status. Shani, and the Gemara answers, no, Hasim Savik with Savik, they're both maybes. Why? But wasn't it Vade Tevel at one point? No. The Emer, you could say that Avik Trebaishi did Trebaishia, and he brought in with its chaff, which therefore maybe is never chayv in Tevel in the first place. Now, but if you're saying that you have to take Maisa after a smooth dad, my comma, so what's the Gemara saying? The full of Trebaishia, even if you did like a Baishia, but Hashem Shem Rachim, now that we see that it is smooth dad, chayv in Maisa, it's obligated Maisa. But my have Bechaskim Zakon, so why would we say that presumed to be remedied, it should be Safik and Badi, not Safik and Safik. Hashem says, but you can say it's the Badi Chit Mesairin, that, yeah, most definitely by wheat and barley, should darken the Marchan, basada, where they normally smoothed out in the field. Well, and you bring into the house smoothed out. You're not obligated to can you unless you saw the face of the house smoothed out. But regarding cucumbers and gourds, regardless of nissim and bais and apikas, it's normal to bring it into the house with the blossoms, and therefore, even if it falls in the house, that's why we're saying that it's going to be chayiv in ma'isim. So you're right, that wheat and barley, which usually smooth in the field, they're not going to have a ma'isim if you bring it into the house before it's smoothed out, even though it's nigma malachton in the house. Next test not the word the Gemara actually faxing barley. So it should say ad. The Gemara is asking that if you need also that the should be mefakas and reispanei abayis, it's always saying mishifaxu, from when. Sounds like, oh, that's enough. No, it should say until, meaning that you have not only that it enters in the house, but it also has to have pikus. Which says, Mechin Daik, that's how the Gemara infers, but same paragraph of Mises, it's an end of Samach Vavim Beis. Achtei Nara, that the Gemara is saying that it said that if someone's born Nara Meros and Nachayb Skila until she's a Nara Besula. And she's engaged, and it's our father's household. And the Gemara says that Pinya Meir is inachay man gitan. Chem hold chem man gitan, but inachay man begirs. Gemara's medayik like a mayor from the fact that this is adchati a naira. Sounds like inachay man gitan until she becomes a naira. Because there's chayv also on the gitana. She said inachay el al naira. And so you see that because adchati a naira is which the Bach adds on the words that. So you see that the word ad means like, oh, it has more obligations. B'Kiva says, which the Gemara there is talking about regarding a Nachri that's making Yain Nesach if he touches the wine. Right, so there, B'Kiva disagrees in the words of Mishnah. He says that Nachri makes Yain Nesach um Mishi Kappa, that is, meaning from the time that the wine goes down into the pit, and it sits there, and the seeds float on the top. Now, based on what we're saying, that the terminology Ad sounds like it's later, B'Kiva should have said Ad Shei Kappa. So you should know that before that, before it goes into the pit, it's not Yain Nesach, not like the time they come. So, Lafukim Tanikama takes good from the Tanikama to Imam Mishir Labar that says that it's already Mishir Labar. So what's he saying? So he says, why is it Mishi Kafa, Achi Kafa, Amibayle, takes good from Tanikama? So Sibisham, you can say, the Hazam like a Mitikah. No, there, you can't make a mistake. Like, it's obvious that it's a later stage. So you don't have to say the word Ad, whereas here you might have made a mistake. Or Inami, another approach you can say is Hazam over there, Nakam Mishi Kafa. The reason why we say that, Lafukim and Amar, excuse me, from a different opinion. Tan Bar Sacher has taught later Mishi Shala, which is a later stage. When you put the wine into the barrel, So that's why he says it's really Mishikaf. Now, Mishishala, that the word mem there also, why didn't say Achishala? That's Oslafuke, Taisis ben Abambam, that comes as good when it's that to say that that there's an opinion that holds that he makes the anisa only when fermented in about 40 days, which is a much later stage. Or in another particular says, I didn't tell Mashir Labar, since we said from when it goes in pit, so all of them say the words men. But really, yeah, maybe it should have said ad, because they're later stages. Next test the Gemara. When did Rabbi Yehuda say it's halacha? Olives and grapes. Which, that's what has to have Reyes Pnei Abayis. But wheat and barley, right, when you gather in the garden, so that would be the Gemara Malacha, where a chayv in the mice. Now, Avgav, the Tishbi, it's exiv, although it says wine and oil in the Pasuk regarding Meiser. And behind the lachash darkon, last soy some yain. That's after you press to make it into wine, but shemen into oil. So how are you saying that? That it's when you see the bias. So it says Rabbi Yana Mari. Rabbi Yana is talking about b'shein darkon, b'shein darkon le darkon. It doesn't have in mind to press it. Lachlan kach tid as it is. Then the chayv la'asim natoeb is bnei bias. Then you're obligated to separate from ma'isa when it sees the face of the house. I've got the pasuk lemetzinu elo tirsh v'yitzer. Even though the pasuk you only see wine and oil, but Rabbi Yana is talking about when you don't plan to make it wine and oil, and eat as it is. So he says that's mishur bnei bias. And I would dog on, but grain in regilus l'achle b'shebalim. You don't usually eat it in the stalks. And they were there, and then obligated to separate from Eiser only up until after that it's smooth in the pile. Next is matter. Well, what are you going to say? It's sure that only eats it when it's attached. So first is b'maskan, and the Gemara's conclusion. Darish the Gemara expounds the shor oichel b'mechuba that shor actually does get to eat when it's attached. But Bahashtakat Masikadaite, now the Gemara does not entertain that yet. Now Balavachi, but anyway, Lekoi Haikal Vachemer, this doesn't stand. Which Tesa says that sometimes you're gonna say, Amai Obi Kabuchemer Shayna Emes Lafia Maskana. Why you mean Kabuchemer that doesn't end up standing according to Maskana? But remember Kabuchemer shouldn't make a Kabuchemer. That you're not commanded to have it live or eat, etc. Why are you picking one that you're saying shein echad b'mechuba, which ultimately we do say it's echad b'mechuba? Hashem says, you can say it's the nichad elas kabochem and machil b'shas malacha shebo lulmoid. That the Gemara prefers that to make it kabochem from eating at the time that it's working, which that's coming to teach you, than from making kabochem from something that's not the context that we're talking about, that you don't have to keep a shor alive, which that's not referring to eating, that's at the time of the work that it's doing.